Just like to say a word of thanks to all those who prepared this liturgy today, and for the beautiful singing and all the servers that are here, the deacons. And I was a pastor for quite a few years, and for me to see all the ways that we work together as a community to make something beautiful for God is very beautiful. So thank you, everyone. It has been a week now since the world heard the news of the passing of Pope Francis. For some of us, it was a surprise that he died so suddenly, since he had apparently been making some progress in his health, and he had been at the Easter liturgy the day before. So he died on Easter Monday, the second day of the octave of Easter. Throughout the Catholic world, the Easter Monday, like the other days of the octave of Easter, prolongs that feast of the great feast of Easter for 8 consecutive days. Each day we remember the mystery of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in fact, the Easter season extends even to the feast of Pentecost, which is 50 days after Easter Sunday. And so we are in the most hope-filled, joyful season of the church's liturgical cycle. Christ is risen. He's truly risen. And we joyfully proclaim this mystery. And our readings of the Mass throughout this season recall that glorious, that amazing event of the resurrection of Christ. And this year, being the Holy Year, which is celebrated every 25 years in the Catholic Church, was designated by Pope Francis as a time to renew ourselves as pilgrims of hope. What does that mean? It means we're passing through this life as pilgrims with our hope set on a world to come. And part of our hopefulness has to do with our contribution to the betterment of this world. We hope that as Christians we might have some part to play in bringing peace, an end to wars, especially the war in Ukraine and Russia, the Holy Land, as well as many other troubled spots around the world. We hope, as did Pope Francis, that the world's inhabitants might learn to live together as truly brothers and sisters, loving each other, taking care of each other. As a matter of fact, Pope Francis chose Francis as his papal name precisely because he wanted to be a bringer of peace to a broken world, so much in need of healing. Remember when he referred to the church as a field hospital for those who are wounded by the sins of this world. So today, in a spirit of hope, we offer our Mass for his eternal rest. Like each of us will have to experience one day, we know that Pope Francis has gone before the judgment seat of Christ. Yesterday, we celebrated Divine Mercy Sunday, and so we're freshly reminded that Christ is merciful, since he knows well how we are as human beings, all of our weaknesses. Our prayers for Pope Francis's repose are a recognition that if Pope Francis is in purgatory, he will be assisted by our prayers and our supplications of all those here on earth who were under his rule. Can you imagine all the prayers and masses that have been offered for him since he was elected as Vicar of Christ and had, while on earth, to bear that heavy burden of the Petrine office? Can you imagine all the masses? Every time we celebrate Mass, we always mention him. We won't today, however, because he's no longer there. And as you know, Pope Francis had a very special devotion to Our Lady, especially under the title, Health of the People of Rome. And every time he took a trip, which was quite often, he would always go to the church of St. Mary Major, and there he would pray in front of that image of our Holy Mother. And every time he came back to Rome, he would do the same. And now he is laid to rest in that very church, dedicated to the memory of our most Holy Mother. And so Our Lady must be even now interceding for him and joining the countless others in the body of Christ who are doing the same. But of course, her prayers are very, very powerful. And so, my brothers and sisters, on this evening, let us commend Pope Francis to the merciful heart of our Savior and hope that he will experience even now the mystery of the resurrection that we are celebrating in these days of the Easter season. And let us thank the Lord for all that he gives to each of us, especially for the medicine of immortality, the most holy sacrament of the body and blood of the Lamb of God. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon him. May his soul and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.